you know, I was just thinking about the time in life where I felt like I would never get off the hustle and bustle train, the need to always want to accomplish, the need to want to pursue another goal and not rest, and thinking that rest was something that didn't belong to me or that I deserve because I had so much life to live and there's no way in the world that I would spend it just existing, just being, and just embodying my womanhood and all that that means. You know, for us millennials, Generation X, we grew up in a time where college was being pushed on us heavily. Achieving, being innovative, Silicon Valley, etc., were hustling and bustling. And it was like they were controlling the narrative of what it meant to be successful and what it meant to accomplish and achieve and to goal set and to break down the barriers of ourselves in different industries as women, especially. And I often reflect on that time growing up where it was in the media for us and what was pushed upon us in our school systems is just to achieve and to do more and to be more and to do greater and to, you know, exceed the limits of your human body and push past the barriers and to break the glass ceilings, so to speak. And all I have ever wanted to do was to achieve and to goal set and to live out my purpose and passion, or as Robert Greene would say, to live out your life's task, right? And so if you are someone who feels like you have this burning desire to achieve and to accomplish and to be successful for whatever that looks like for you, that is okay. The achieving and the goal setting is not the issue. The issue is that we don't know how to slow down. We don't know when the F to slow down. And oftentimes, once we get into a season or what we call it, like we're on a ball, we're on a roll, right? And you don't know how to come out of that. You don't know how to shift your mind when it's time to slow down, and you feel bad for wanting to slow down, and you feel like you're not accomplishing anymore just because you do slow down, and you feel like you're being left behind, this feeling of FOMO, so to speak, in achieving and goal setting and being this successful version of yourself, whatever that means. But what does that even mean if the inner world of you is a mess, is unsure, is stuck, is baffled about who you are? We get caught up in our achievements and successes and we forget who we are at our core, and we forget about the other things that we like to do, and we forget about the hobbies that we used to enjoy, and we forget about the smell of a book and how that make you feel, and just doing something that really brings you joy and doesn't require you to achieve or succeed. Because if you have a book in your hand and you say, I'm going to read this book, you know that you can take your time and read that book. You don't feel the pressure of reading that book. You don't feel the pressure of there being a deadline, like at your workplace or your business or your startup company, the idea of a business that you have. And all the things that we do to achieve those goals are really just tasks that allow us to get to that goal. And knowing the difference between a goal and a task is pivotal, and it's important because, for instance, if you have a new business you want to start and it requires you to be a brick and mortar owner, meaning that you have a physical location for your business, whether that's in the cosmetology field, fashion, selling goods and products, etc. And so you know that the ultimate goal is this: opening that business, putting that open sign up and opening for business. But then there's all these other steps that's going to get you there, right? And so those are the tasks involved in getting you to that goal. But this here is the goal, right? And this is what we are aiming for. This is why we get up each day, because we have this goal. And maybe you're not getting up each day thinking about that goal. Maybe you are someone who is just surviving. And when you are in survival mode, you are not able to sit down, reflect coherently and intentionally, because you do not have your basic needs met. Your basic needs, according to Maslow's hierarchy of needs, and that is food, shelter, and clothing, water, etc. And when you see people in destitute areas, such as your local ghettos and such, they are living in a world of survival because they don't have an abundance of food, shelter, clothing, water, etc. Right? And so this is why we have to give one another grace, because we don't know when we leave work where that other person is going and what that other person has to face when they leave. If they're in an abusive relationship, if they're living in a part of town where they have to fear for their lives, right? And so when you're trying to achieve goals, the opening of that business or the acquirement of that position that you seek, that promotion you seek, is the goal. But there's tasks involved in between there that will get you to that goal. And getting to that goal is not on a timeline, unless it's something like a promotion where your boss is saying, okay, we have a promotion coming up and you have this amount of time to get your things in order so that we can see who we will give this promotion to. And even that is usually not something that happens very rapidly. It may be over the course of six months to a year where you have to prepare for that promotion that you'll get possibly, right? And so there is all this time in between there that we think that we have to be so busy, busy bees, when in actuality, we can take those tasks each day or each week and complete them to get to the goal. You do not have to rush through your tasks in order to get to the goal, because in completing those tasks, there are things that you will learn about yourself. There will be things that you learn that you do or do not want. You may not even want that promotion as much as you think. Or you might find that your business plan and how you're strategizing needs to change based on your market research. Hey y'all, push that follow button on Apple iTunes and or Spotify. And while you're there, leave us a review in that little box, okay? We appreciate you. It helps the show and to be discovered more easily, okay? Because we can't do this thing called life alone, y'all. We appreciate you, family. Now let's get into the episode, okay? And so when I say slow down, I mean slow down in the tasks involved in reaching that goal. In your everyday life, slow down. Time is in many ways an illusion. And I hear a lot of people say, well, it seems like time is moving so fast now. Ever since COVID, it's like there's this paradigm dimensional shift that has happened and has taken place. And it just seems like the days are running faster and faster. And for me personally, I feel that, which is why I feel like now more than ever in our personal spaces, we really need to slow down and we really need to reflect on who we are and to practice our self-love techniques and self-care techniques and being more mindful when we're with our families and more intentional about spending time with them and really relishing in the moments, the small details of everyday life that is what truly matters the most. And unfortunately, because we live in a capitalistic society, these major corporations and businesses need us in order for them to survive, right? And to keep that wheel spinning that the hierarchy has created for us to live in and to partake in and a part of society. And what we see now with Gen Z and younger millennials is them fighting back against the hustle and bustle culture. And I support them 1000% because stress is a sign of an imbalance. There is an imbalance in your life somewhere that is causing you this stress. And I'm not saying like when you're at work, you're stressed because there's deadlines and et cetera. Yes, there's some imbalance there too, but it's to be expected in a fast paced environment. But when you are at home, if there is stress, that means that there is an indication of a deeper rooted issue. And so if we are going to slow down in getting to our goals and doing the steps and the tasks necessary to get to the goal and being intentional at every task that we check off. And it's something that never can be perfected, in my opinion, because I feel like as we evolve spiritually as humans, especially as women, we will find that there's something even deeper than that that needs to be worked on, that needs to be thought about. And working on something and being intentional about things does not necessarily mean that it has to be this all-encompassing, oh my God, I gotta heal this part of myself, like frantic moment. It just means that this part of life needs a little bit more thought and intentionality as you move forward and you grow and you evolve ish right through life, because life is a continual journey. Life is a continual process of evolution and self-actualization. And self-actualization, as I said before, is very difficult if you were in survival mode, if you were living paycheck to paycheck. And we're seeing more now than ever, if you have not been living under a rock, the headlines and people are underwater. What is required to live a normal, everyday, middle-class lifestyle in the U.S. and all over the globe, many people are not able to reach the education that they need for that position that they want, and also work full-time jobs, take care of children if they have to, or parents or grandparents, live and still have enough time to introspect, because there are so many other factors taking away from self ultimately. And if we go back to the initial conversation today of slowing the F down, I just want to reiterate that it doesn't mean that you stop and cease your goals. What I want you to understand and know is that you can get there and you will get there. But slowing down is not a bad thing. Taking your time and accomplishing the goal will serve you much better in the long run than it seems now in the present. See, in the present, we think that we must do all of these things in 1 week or 1 month or in a span of 2 months even, when in actuality, we have the freedom of elongating that process so that we are for sure indeed in knowing that this is what we want to do. Because when you rush through things and you become overly ambitious about them, you will have more mistakes that happen. You will create more stress in your body, more cortisol, which can affect other areas of your body and staying healthy, right? We know this. Being able to take your time takes the pressure off of that goal that you want to accomplish. Because it's like, now I can fucking breathe. Now I can just be and get it done and do it right and be content, or learn to be content and not having to hustle and bustle and through it, right? The time is now. The time is now to slow down and to allow spirit, the divine, to speak to you, to help guide you, and to help the necessary things and people come into your life. See, because if we know nothing else, we know that when we try to hustle and bustle and through things, we don't allow enough time and opportunity for the right people, places, and things to come into fruition to help us manifest and achieve that goal. That's the other reason why slowing down is necessary, especially now in this age of Aquarius, because there are things set in place that will help you get there. And if you skip a step, thinking that it will propel you two steps ahead or three steps ahead, you're going to miss it. And you're going to miss the person, and you're going to miss the place, and you're going to miss the thing that could have helped you and been a key component to your success in achieving that goal that you wish to. And I understand that constant need to want to achieve and want to do something new and want to have a new project. I understand it. I have lived it. I have been there, and I have done it. And I promise you, you will not get there any faster or sooner by rushing through the process of life, by rushing through the process of becoming an entrepreneur, by rushing through the process of going through school and learning new ways and techniques and thinking about things, right? There's a moment where you have to ask yourself, who am I trying to prove my worthiness to? What happened in my life in the past, or what is happening with me right now where I feel like I have to do this and I have to do it quickly? Where does the need to accomplish and achieve come from? Oftentimes we deal with the surface level of things, and we really do not take the time to understand what the root of it all is. The root mission to everything you want to do right now is what's fueling you. It's what's giving you the drive and the energy and the desire to want to move forward in that thing. And you have to sit down. Sitting down with self is a must. And introspecting and understanding if what I am trying to accomplish, is it for me, or is it because I want to be seen by other people for accomplishing this thing? What is your why? What would it mean for you to achieve this long goal? What would it mean for your family? What would it mean for you as a woman? What would it mean for you?